And on to our next story. In Pakistan, an opposition protest brings the eastern city of Lahore to a standstill. Supporters of Tehreek-e-Insaf, led by politician Imran Khan, have shut down Lahore's major roads, forcing the suspension of the city's public transport. They're seeking to force Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif to step down. They've accused Sharif of corruption and rigging last year's general elections. Khan has already threatened that he and his supporters will paralyze the whole country on December 18 unless their demands are met. Meanwhile, the Punjab provincial authorities have deployed a heavy police force in Lahore to try to prevent violence. A similar protest in the city of Faisalabad got out of control last week. Naveed Ahmed is an investigative journalist who joins us to tell us a little bit more about this. Naveed Ahmed, here we have again Imran Khan. It's a broken record, practically, a repeated scenario, but at the same time, he does have a following. Where do you see his repeated efforts go? Because at this point, they have not proved to be effective in their ultimate goal of trying to have the government disbanded.
Well, there is no doubt that this is a repeated point scoring exercise going on in Lahore. And once Lahore used to be the political nerve center of Pakistan and, of course, the main seat of Pakistan Muslim League's popularity, that's no more. And Lahore is one of the other cities that determine what's happening in the political, battlefield of the country. Imran Khan so far hasn't been able to put the government on the back foot to the extent that the Judicial Commission could be established. However, he has made a very strong point, and the government is scared that in case there is a possibility that they have to go for a re-election or midterm election, Pakistan Muslim League Nawaz does not have a standing, and Tehreek-e-Insaf from Karachi all the way to Peshawar seems better positioned to deal with the electoral situation. Meanwhile, he has organized his parties to the micro level, and that's going to serve him in a long run. Lastly, however, it's just a matter of time. In a week or 2 weeks, the government is going to decide and agree upon most of the demands of Imran Khan. And of course, he has some kind of red line where he would not compromise beyond that. But there would be a slight compromise from Imran Khan as well. But he has done something that has never been done in Pakistani politics. And it's not a politics of compromise. It's a politics of fair play and principles in general.
Okay, thank you. Naveed Ahmed, investigative journalist there from Islamabad.